It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
How you doing? Welcome to our Friday program. It's Border Crossings, and the phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. If you'd like to join us on the show in the next hour, we would love to hear from you. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And that's a great place to send email if you want to send us an email. Or you can go to Twitter.com and tweet to BCBOA or Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Or go to Facebook.com and search Larry London in the search box. Up next, we've got a request, and this one comes to us from Nigeria. They're celebrating the upcoming inauguration of their new president in Nigeria. We'd like to request a song from Blondie for everybody in Nigeria. And this is a request that comes to us from Sam Williams on Border Crossings. The tide is high.
Hi, this is Deborah Harry, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Kind of girl who is a
Border Crossings. Deborah Harry, also known as Blondie, as a part of a rock band that formed in New York City during the punk underground movement back in the late 70s, early 80s, and they had considerable success with a few albums. The tide is high as we make our way through a Friday. Sam Williams requested that song. I saw an interview where Deborah Harry was talking about Blondie. She said the band would have been a lot more popular, a lot more successful, if it weren't for the fact they were competing with Madonna at that time, because Madonna was out right around the same time, and she was dominating the charts with everything she put out. So I can understand that Deborah Harry would feel that way, and probably any artist would feel that way when you're competing with a mega star. Can you imagine the people in the 60s who coulda, shoulda, woulda had a number one if it weren't for the Beatles? They just kind of owned the music business for a few years. Welcome to Border Crossings. We own the airwaves for the hour. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. And that number will get you in touch with Felicia. She'll take your requests and dedications. If there's a song that you want us to play on the program just for you or someone special, if you give us 3 to 5 days' notice, we can probably accommodate your request. I want to say hello to Ganison, a longtime listener in India, who I haven't heard from for quite a while. But Ganison came out and found my Facebook page and said hello. Saidu Muhammad Ali, Wesley Balland, Alexis Keegan, Augustino is tuned in, Francis listening, Etienne, Medi, Yao, and Chris, and many more. So you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and let us know that you're tuned in. Here's a request from Anne Marie. She's in Freetown, and she's requested this next song from Don Williams. Lord, I hope this day is good, because it is a Friday, so it better be good. This is Border Crossings.
Thank you. It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Crossing Sia, and that is a request for her latest Elastic Heart, and it's a request from Patrick and Tim, and the song features The Weeknd, Abel Tesfaye, but Sia's been around for a long time. A lot of people don't realize this, just kind of everybody's just discovering her. She actually is working on her seventh album, which is where you'll find the song Elastic Heart. The new album is called This Is Acting, and it is coming out sometime this year. She started off her music career with a group called Zero Seven, and that would be right around 1997. She was born in Adelaide, Australia, and in Australia, they rank like they do in the U.S. with Forbes magazine's richest and most powerful people. Well, in Australia, she has made it to BRW magazine's list of the wealthiest and the richest Australian artists and people under the age of 40. Because right now she's only 39. And apparently in Australia, she's worth, they say, about $20 million, Australian dollars. I don't know how much that works out to the U.S., but so she's in that list. And I guess she came in 97th. So she just barely made it to the list, but she made it. So that is Sia, Elastic Heart, on Border Crossings, known for wearing this weird blonde wig or having young kids dancing around her looking identical to her, dressed in costumes identical to hers. So anyway, she puts out great music. A lot of people love working with her. I'm Larry London. Thanks for tuning in to Border Crossings here on this Friday, TGIF. We made it to Friday. The weekend is just around the corner for most of us. Some of us have already started our weekend. Some people have a shorter work week, even in the U.S., and that gives them the opportunity to have a weekend that starts early after work on Thursday. But not for us. Here on Border Crossings, we're with you live for the duration. I would like to welcome some new fans to our Facebook page. Francis has just joined the page. Wawad Boaswan Malcolm is new. Robin Cates and Singin Yanuva Emily. So hello, Emily. Aranatwe Joel Nesta Shalema Kebe Jima. Gifted Akatsamira Dickens and Govind Tripathi are all new fans of our Facebook page. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And we've got a request that comes to us right now from Rio de Janeiro. Wesley Balland is listening and asked me to play the Dire Straits. The Dire Straits have been a band for 15 years. They started, you know, a long time ago. They broke up originally in 1988, took a break from one another, reunited in 1991, and then 4 years later in 95, they split permanently. They have not been able to get together despite winning all the Brits and Grammys and Junos that they've collected over the years. Mark Knopfler continues to perform as a solo artist, but here he is with the guys in Dire Straits for Wesley Balland with a song called Why Worry?
Baby, when I get down, I turn to you.
Crossing with Larry London.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? The fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just to be beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
Border Crossings and the King of Cool, Dean Martin. That's what he was called, the King of Cool. He died in 1995 at the age of 78, and I thank Jan in Holland for giving us the chance to play that song and relive a few memories. Love that song. A Kick in the Head, written by Sammy Kahn in 1960, the same year that Dean Martin recorded that song. Dean Martin was popular in a number of different ways. He was a very talented singer and gave us a number of hits. Very good-looking guy. He also was an actor on the big screen, comedian, producer, a great entertainer all the way around. He had his own TV show, The Dean Martin Show, from 1965 to 74, and I remember watching it. I remember being a kid sneaking down the steps when my parents thought I was asleep at night, on a school night. I'd sneak on the steps and I'd sit and I'd quietly watch because it was great. I mean, it was great entertainment for its time. Bob Hope was on there regularly and Don Rickles and all the greats from that era, known as the Rat Pack. And for three decades, Dean Martin wowed them and sold out the shows in Las Vegas. And that song that we just heard has been redone several times. Westlife did a version of it, as did Robbie Williams from the band Take That. So obviously a lot of people love Dean Martin and that song. I'm Larry London. It's Border Crossings. Welcome to our show. Friday's underway. If you want to be a part of the program, call 202-619-2077. Today is the last day we're giving away the Now 54 CD. I have the final copy, and we will do that in the next 30 minutes. We'll select from our requests and Facebook messages, Twitter messages, phone calls, and we'll pick a lucky listener to get the Now 54 compilation CD. It's the last one and the last day, and we'll have more giveaways as the summer goes on, but today is the last day for the Now 54 CD. Coming up next, Kumator Abo from Nigeria requested a song, and he says this is for our new president. And we're having a big party here in Nigeria now that we've got a new president. So he's picked a song from Chris Brown to play for the occasion, Chris Brown and Lil Wayne. Chris Brown is in the news because his, I guess it's a girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, the mother of his daughter, Royalty, who just celebrated her first birthday this week, Naya Guzman, she's seeking more money from Chris. Apparently, he was giving $1,500 a month in child support, and he stopped paying for a couple of months, so mom got a little upset. So now she's filed legal papers, and she's looking for $15,000 a month. And he can afford it. I mean, he's driving around in a $500,000 race car, so he can afford it, but we'll see. So anyway, here's Chris Brown and a song from Chris that features Lil Wayne and French Montana. And I hope you like this song on Border Crossings. The song is called Loyal.
Young Mula, baby.
He thought it was over.
I wasn't born last night. I know these names ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes. She be mine by halftime. Ooh, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman, Junior, and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did every day but trust these hoes. See me from
Fred. Winner, it's the room, you. And you need. Nothing for you. She love all the rappers. When I reach the room, you
want you, baby.
Then you need, can't do nothing for you. Nothing, no.
These girls ain't loyal.
No, they ain't.
Whoa, these girls ain't loyal. Yeah, yeah.
Latin girl with a big booty. If she a bad bitch, let's get to it.
That's where they be yelling, I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. I don't chase some, I replay some. Ha, LVs, Hermes, Dolce. Rules ain't low, you man, they rotate. School me to the game, now I know my duty. Put her in the loader, she was riding in that hoodie. That bitch got my own hope. Yo, we got my own smoke. Had to put my nick back on. Tell that, put a ring back on.
Hey, this your boy Chris Brown, and right now y'all checking out Border Crossings.
Yeah.
It's Border Crossings, Aster Awaka and Yaza, which is Amharic for grab it, get it. This is Border Crossings, and she's from Ethiopia, from Gondar in specifically. Very, very popular, very well-loved musician, singer, and talent, who is world famous for her albums and for her music. So thank you for requesting that song. Emmanuel Hailu, who is from Ethiopia, and he now works in Seattle. And he found us on Border Crossings at Sheger FM in Ethiopia, where a lot of people listen to us. And then he moved to Seattle to accept a job at a hospital. And he says, I still listen to you. I got addicted, and I took you to the hospital with me in Seattle, Washington, where he now works. So thank you, Emmanuel Hailu, for listening and for keeping the faith and continuing to support our program. And also, Alemu. Alemu is in Ethiopia listening to Border Crossings and just checked in on Facebook. So thank you for that as well. We heard from Saidu, who is tuned in and said congratulations to our new president in Nigeria, General Buhari, for the inauguration, which was today in Nigeria. Alexis Keegan is a singer, very talented, beautiful singer. She was in our studios a few months back, and she has just posted on my Facebook page with the interview that we did. So you can check that out as well, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. So thank you, Alexis. Appreciate your support, and we'd love to have you back. Joseph is listening. Augustino is tuned in. Francis checking in from Uganda. And Bin Walid is also listening to Border Crossings. So as we continue our worldwide adventure, you can join us at 202-619-2077 if you'd like. Here's another request from Nigeria, from Abia State. And Ojim Ogwo, who is listening to our show, wanting to hear a song by the late B.B. King. This is called Better Not Look Down.
Faster than a speeding bullet. People living like Superman all day and all night. And I won't say if it's wrong or I won't say if it's right. I'm pretty fast myself. But I do have some advice to pass along right here in the words of this song. You better not look down if you want to keep on flying. Out of her body, she would look like a porcupine. And she asked me, BB, do you think I've lived my life all wrong? And I said, the only advice I have to pass along is concealed in the course of this song.
You better not look down if you want to keep on flying. Put the hammer down, keep it full of speed ahead. Better not look back, or you might just wind up crying.
At sunrise one morning in London, England, and there was a very large Rolls Royce limousine pulling slowly along the street. And in that Rolls Royce was the Queen of England, looking tired, just got back from a party. And the Queen leaned out and she said, aren't you B.B. King? She said, oh, B.B., sometimes it's so hard to pull things together. Could you tell me what you think I ought to do? And I said,
you better not look down if you want to keep on flying. Put the hammer down, keep the full speed ahead. Better not look back, or you might just wind up crying. You can keep it moving if you don't look down. You better not look down if you want to keep on flying. Put the hammer down, keep the full speed ahead. Better not look.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Crossings, you too. And the streets have no name. That is a request from Jordan Blecking, who is of the Peace Corps. He was in our studios earlier this week with Jess. The two of them from Zambia supported us for years and years with the Peace Corps, and it was nice to meet both of them in person. So Jordan requested that song from you too. A band that has been going through a very difficult time, one thing after another. 6 months ago, Bono was in a motorcycle accident and required 5 hours of surgery on his arm and his hand, and ended up, after surgery, with 3 metal plates and 18 screws to hold the guy together. And here we are 6 months after the accident, and he's not sure he'll ever be able to play the guitar again. He still doesn't perform. And then, the next thing in U2's saga, 2 weeks ago, The Edge was performing one of their concerts and fell off the edge of a stage. Fell down while he was playing guitar. Bang! Right onto the ground. You could hear the guitar go... But he got up and he continued with the show. And then this week, unfortunately, a couple days ago, the band lost their longtime tour manager, Dennis Sheehan, who passed away from an apparent heart attack. So a lot of tragedy surrounding U2 this past year. And hopefully they can continue with success, and best wishes to the guys. I also want to say hello to Joseph Munyao, who's listening to Border Crossings and checked in on my Facebook page. It's time now for our CD giveaway. Here we go. The Now 54 CD to give away, and our lucky listener today is Henok McConanen. Hey! Congratulations, Henok. You are the winner. You get the Now 54 CD, and you also get this request here from Linkin Park, which is called Numb on Border Crossings. Crossings, Linkin Park, and that's a song called Numb, and that does not feature
Jay-Z. They recorded one with Jay-Z. That is the one without Jay-Z. And Henock requested that song. I'm Larry London. You've got Border Crossings. And I want to say hello to Derek Young Carter and Edwin El Grande, who both checked in to Border Crossings. It's great to hear from you on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. A very inexpensive way for you to reach out and make a request or dedication or just send us a message here at Border Crossings. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. We're out of time for today, but we will be back after the weekend. This week flew by, didn't it? Well, it helps when you have a holiday at the start of the week. But we will be back on Monday at 1500 Universal, and I invite you to join us and tell some friends so they come back with you and they enjoy the show as well. You can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can go to twitter.com, send a tweet to us, BCVOA. And you can also send email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. And we'll be happy to take your requests and dedications. And we still have a few calendars that we've been mailing out, too. People coming by late, believe it or not. The new year started quite a number of months ago, but people are still asking for calendars. And the pictures are good. I mean, forget about the fact that it tells you what day of the week and what the date is, but, you know, the pictures are beautiful. Well, thank you, Keith, our engineer. Thanks to Felicia and Vince, our producer and director, for putting the show together. I'm Larry London. Have a great weekend. Be safe, and I'll catch you again on Monday's program. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.